If elementary and high school student mock ballots determined the outcome of Monday's election, Guelph would be represented by the NDP in Ottawa this term rather than a re-elected Liberal incumbent Lloyd Longfield. Of the 4,187 ballots cast throughout the city in the Parallel Student Vote Initiative, the winner was Aisha Jahangir. She received 27.82% of local student support, compared to 21.2% in the general election. Longfield came in second in the student vote with 25.38%, followed by Conservative candidate Ashish Sachin at 15.35% and Michelle Bowman of the Green Party at 14.03%. People's Party candidate Joshua Layer attracted 6.75% of student support, with 5.51% and 5.17% for Tristan Dind, Communist, and Karen Levinson, Animal Protection Party, respectively. 23 Guelph schools participated in student vote, with the largest contingent of mock ballots cast at John F. Ross Collegiate Vocational Institute with 1,050. Similar to the official election, students across the country chose a Liberal minority government, with an NDP official opposition rather than the Conservative Party.